Central Warriors, Mary Doan joins us. Mary, thanks for coming on this morning.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. Congratulations on a 10th straight win. Your team is now 13-1, ninth-ranked team in 4A basketball right now. And, of course, you got, like I said, a non-league game with Eagle Valley coming up tonight, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But let's go back to the other night when you beat Montrose 39-32. Your third lowest offensive output of the season, but boy, your defense did a sensational job holding a good Montrose team to just 4 points in the first quarter, Mary. Got to be thrilled with the way your team played defensively to continue that winning streak.
I feel like defense, they've been kind of putting a little more effort into it, a little more interest into it, and maybe seeing the value of it. And, you know, Montrose is just, it's just really hard to win in Montrose. And so, offensively, like you said, not a great night, but enough to get it done.
Yeah, and sometimes that's what it takes, right? Just enough to get it done. And Christina Manzanares had 13 points for you, helped to lead the way in that victory. And with Montrose, it's always a challenge with Taylor Yanowski. She's one of the better players in the league. Josie Coulter's a really good player. And combined, I think you held them to under 15 points total. That says a lot about what your defense is able to do against two pretty good offensive players for the Montrose Indians.
Yeah, Taylor's hard to guard for us because she, I mean, I think she naturally is a guard and she wants to shoot. She has a good outside shot. But the other night they kind of pulled her down and tried to post her up. And, Bailey Ritterbush does a really great job actually defending posts. And so once we kind of got that figured out, I thought that kind of helped us out. We kind of helped keep her minimal. And then Christina, just the 13 points is kind of big, considering she picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter. And, you know, really Bryn was kind of on a roll at that time. So it was kind of nice to have those two, the way they play together.
Mary Doan, coach of the Central Girls basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And I know we've talked about the winning streak, and it's not something that you spend a lot of time talking about with your basketball team, but I mean, during your time there, I mean, this is the longest winning streak that you've had as a head coach at Central. And I guess just kind of put that into perspective of what the expectation is game in and game out, because that at some point, I mean, the kids know about the winning streak. They're not oblivious to it. They know what's going on. How do you handle the pressure that kind of mounts with that, Mary, in regard to now a 10-game winning streak?
You know, right now I think that all of us are focused on one thing, and that's just let's get better. Let's get better in practice. Let's get better at the next game. And, the pressure might mount up. But like I said, I don't think it's our focus.
I know coming up next Friday, it's the matchup with Fruto Monument. And that's certainly one that we'll have it here on the Team Sports Network coming up on, I believe, February 4th with Fruto Monument taking on your Warriors. Michael Wells Wildcats, they're undefeated in league play, just like your girls' basketball team. And I know that you don't want to look too far down the road because, while Eagle Valley's record's not great, that, it's a game where if your kids are caught looking ahead, that might stumble against a team that you normally wouldn't lose to.
We're not focused on Purdue right now. We know that they're good, and we know that we have them on our schedule, but that's not our focus. We have a game night, and we have some – and some fun to have. And that's, I think, what the girls, I love the most about game day. It doesn't matter who they're playing. They're just excited to have a game.
For the Eagle Valley Red Devils, Josie Fitzsimmons, the sophomore, really good young player for them, leads the way in scoring at 9.4 points per basketball game. She gets on the glass a little bit as well, under 4.5 rebounds per contest. They also have a junior that's a really good rebounder, and Alyssa Jones, she's pulling down almost 7 rebounds a game. So there's some talent on this Eagle Valley basketball team that's a 5-win team right now.
Absolutely. I mean, Eagle Valley always has a little bit of talent. I mean, they're good, and they have talent, and there's no one you can overlook. And rebounding has not been our best effort, so we need to make sure that we're doing a good job on the glass tonight as a whole, not just Tasha.
Mary Doan, coach of the Central Girls basketball team, joining us on the Team Sports Network. And how do you get that effort on the glass from the other players on your team? You mentioned Sasha Rascone and what she does. She is your leading rebounder. She's a force inside on the glass. But how do you get the rest of your team, particularly against a team that looks like they have a pretty good rebounding team, Mary, how do you get them to put out that kind of effort on the glass on both ends of the floor?
Well, it has to be our focus, and they need to know what the keys are and what we need to get done. We practice it a lot, you know, and just trying to get them in the habit of going. I think Alex boxes out really well, and she doesn't always get the rebound. I think she's averaging 4, but she does a good job. And Liana Bryant, when she comes in, does a good job on the glass too. Tasha's just so dominant, but it's more on my guards. My guards need to have that mentality as well of, hey, we got to get a rebound. And they're a little undersized, but they still need to understand they need to get a rebound.
Of course, live coverage tonight. It is full court coverage. Both Central basketball teams playing host Eagle Valley.